The total number of ballot papers counted in the referendum in the Midlothian area is 60,395. The turnout is 86.8%. The total number of votes cast in relation to each answer to the referendum question in this area is as follows. Yes, 26,370. No, 33,972. Rejected, 53. The reasons for rejection are as follows. Want of an official mark, 0. Voting in favour of both answers, 18. Writing or mark by which voter could be identified, 2. Unmarked or void for uncertainty, 33. This concludes the counting of votes for the Midlothian area.
So Robin, so Lorraine, an 86.8% turnout here in Midlothian. All six wards are believed to have voted to stay part of the UK. That's according to Midlothian's Labour MP, David Hamilton. Now, I'm just going to try and have a word with David. David, tell us, earlier on, you were telling me, we will win Midlothian. Those were your words. Now, you have.
Yeah.
But be honest, were there any doubts throughout this evening or before that?
I think because of the turnout. We weren't sure because it's such a high turnout that I think any politician would wonder where we're in no man's land, if you like. And I think that was the concern that I had, because you didn't know whether all the extra votes were coming in from. You didn't know if they were coming in for us. You didn't know if they were coming in for the opposition. But I think what's clear is that people decided they wanted to stay with the union.
Significantly more votes, though, for Better Together. Did the Yes campaign ever stand a chance here, given the kinds of people that live in the area, given the sorts of places that they work?
They spent a lot of money, they outspent us, they picked the right date for it. The Yes campaign always picked the date. 2 years of campaigning, a Tory government, it was always in their favour, always in their favour. We had to climb back into this fight, and I think at the end of the day, yes, you're right about where people work, but the issue that faced the vast majority of people was better being part of the family of four rather than separating. I think that's the real issue.
And the run-up to the vote today, you've been in the community, you've seen it. How divided has it become, and what's going to happen to sort that out?
Two things. One is it has been divisive because a lot of people have been involved for the first time, and it was an issue. It wasn't about the politics, it wasn't about the parties. And I think senior politicians like myself and the MSPs, the SNP, we've got to go out there and make sure that the weekend will come, next week will come, everything will be as normal, and we've got to calm people down.
David, thanks very much. Over to the Yes campaign then. I'm going to try and have a word with the council leader. He's an SNP councillor, Owen Thompson. Owen, how much of a surprise would you say today has come to you and to the other people here?
Well, clearly there's been a massive amount of work put in across the country. It's still early, there's only a handful of counts in, and it's all about the national result. And I mean, certainly Midlothian, the people have bought the Tory Labour coalition's promises, and if that was how it was reflected nationally, they've got to deliver on that very, very quickly now, and we'll certainly be holding them to account on that every step of the way.
Oh, and thanks very much. There you go, Robin. There you go, Lorraine. From Midlothian, it's a no.